speak.
Oh, I was going to just say one thing, and we didn't kind of talk pre-plan this before, but you know, the end of the reel happened last week. So Garcelle being on the reel, you know, it was over. They all got to say their goodbyes. Did you ever, I have to confess, I never watched even, I watched some of the highlight clips with Garcelle, but I never watched prior to that.
Well, I had that Adrian Bayan on my show here twice. So I watched when Miss Bayan, you know, you have to do your research, Sarah. This is Behind the Velvet Rope. We're very reputable podcast. So I watched when I had to look into the background of Miss Bayan and her ex, Robert Kardashian, and her new man, and the Cheetah Girls, and all else that was going on in Miss Bayan's life. So I did watch it then, but not overall. You know, not overall.
I know. I didn't either.
Not overall. Garcelle. Okay, so Garcelle has time on her hands. I mean, she still has the day job.
She's probably acting. I'm sure she is acting. I mean, I'd be curious if she's like that disappointed. I mean, I'm sure she is. It's great exposure. It's great money. And she was good. I thought Garcelle was really good on it. You know, the couple of times, like I watched the clips or whatever.
Such a good fit.
I liked it a lot. But very fascinating. As we know, this year, a lot of shows ending. You know, obviously, Wendy Williams' show ending. And of course, the comedian, oh my God, I'm drawing a blank, but she's coming back on.
Nick Cannon.
Well, Nick Cannon show was canceled as well. Ellen, of course, is ending, but Kelly Clarkson's going to take her spot. I was thinking the comedian that's going to replace Wendy Williams. Oh my God.
Sherry Shepherd.
Thank you, Sherry Shepherd. So it'd be interesting to see how her show does it.
Should Garcelle move to New York, quit the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and launch the RHONY franchise? Not the direction the show is going, but could we have that?
Oh.
Garcelle would be good on The View.
She would be
good on The
View.
I actually think she would be the best one on The View out of all of them. Look, you have to be tough as nails to be on The View. I don't know if Adrian Bayan, like I really think Garcelle is the one. If any of those girls were going to end up on The View, I could see Garcelle being it.
I could see
you
that.
You could certainly take on Joy Behar once you've taken on Lisa fucking Rinna.
Yeah. Yeah. Garcelle's good. I mean, right? I adore Garcelle. That's an interesting. Are you hearing that, or is that your David Yontef producer hat on?
I just completely made that up.
Oh my God, I love it.
My asshole, when you said that this other thing was canceled, The Real, which I knew, but I'm just thought of that on the fly. It's not going to happen, but Garcelle on The Real would be great, and she could launch the new New York franchise.
She'd be great. Wouldn't that be nice? I love Garcelle. Garcelle's awesome. She's so, like I said, the you know, for me, it's Beverly Hills, it's Salt Lake City, it's Real Housewives of Potomac. I just think they have the best cast. I love New Jersey. I think it holds up, but it's just, I'm not as attached. But anyway, you were going to, you had some scoop you were going to talk about.
Well, no, I was going to say, speaking of everybody losing their jobs and this and that, somebody's got a job.
Who?
Candy Gal.
Oh my God. I am so excited. I actually just texted her this morning to say a huge congratulations. I've said this about, I love my Candy Gal, and I think Candy Gal is playing this Housewives thing like Bethany Frankel. You know, Candy Gal has other dreams than being on Housewives, and one of them is to become an actress and singer. So, you know, she just, Variety did a big article on this. She has landed her first, like, series. Hold on. Where's the name of it?
But is this like a series? Because I didn't understand what channel this was on. Like, is it a series or is it a movie? And it's already shot. But the point is, like, we have Lisa Rinna and Garcelle. I mean, Garcelle's different because she still acts. I mean, Lisa Rinna would not turn a part down. But I don't think, here's the thing. I think Garcelle is more employable as an actress than Lisa Rinna, because I think Garcelle isn't so entrenched in the caricature. Like, Garcelle hasn't played the role of Garcelle on Beverly Hills to such an extent that she's not. Lisa Rinna, I think, has played Lisa Rinna, and she can't be recast. And even Kyle, it clearly her star is on the rise with Scripted. I just think Lisa Rinna is too far in. It's stunt casting. I don't think you can watch Lisa Rinna on a screen and not see Lisa Rinna playing Lisa Rinna from The Real Housewives of Beverly
Hills. That's probably Garcelle true.
Play any part. Kyle in Halloween. Kyle's going to be a huge part of the next Halloween, which is the last one, they say. Like, she was great in that TV movie I watched that we recapped. Like, I don't know. I think Lisa Rinna. But here we are. Candy Gal, her aspirations are the exact opposite. Candy Gal wants to be a singer and actress. She wants to leave this reality shit behind.
Oh, totally, totally. And I think in 3 years, you will not see Candace on Housewives of Potomac. I think she will be full singer. I think she wants to do Broadway. She wants to do, I think that's the passion 100%. She was just cast on AMC Network's All Black streaming channel that's announced a new drama. And it is a drama series called Hush. The series, which will premiere in the fall, will be comprised of 8 35-minute episodes of drama and intrigue. The series will focus on Dr. Logan, Joyful Drake, a top marriage and sex therapist, TV personality, and best-selling author who finds herself entangled in a web of lies, sex, and murder. Now, Miss Candy Girl is going to be playing a woman who is married to a very rich man. It's okay. Shot
Candy Gal.
She's going to play Selena Gibson, a trophy wife who keeps her marriage to her high-powered attorney husband spicy by fulfilling his fantasies alone and with others, despite the dangers. They are filming in Washington, D.C., by the way, which is, of course, where Candy Gal lives. So this is big for her, and I think this does well. This does even mediocre. Miss Bassett moves on. I think Candy has a strategy for sure, and I love what she's doing.
I mean, I just have to ask. So wait, so she's playing this woman who's married to a high power DC area businessman who she likes to satisfy alone or with others.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Has she called Ashley Darby for character advice?
Well, hopefully we'll have Candy Girl back on in the fall. We can ask her. Great question.
We got to ask. Wasn't that a good question?
That was a good
question. We got to ask her. But look, did she respond to you? Because left a public comment on her Instagram. I just said, look, I don't really go through Instagram and look at it and leave comments. I just don't. I respond to my own comments, but I just said #major. And Candy Gal was very, very impressed with my comment. She was like, oh, girl, I like her too. You and I, listen, people, you might be sick of us. I have always said, I will treat you how you treat me. Candy Gal, I love her. And guess what? I'm not taking a team because Monique Samuels was a fucking doll on this show too. Love her.
I love
them
Monique.
Not picking sides.
I love Monique, and I think Love... Now, I always wonder, do they do continual seasons? I never watched Love and Marriage until Monique got cast, so I don't know how it works. I mean, did they work with the same couples over and over, like, every season? Did they come back? I think so. Maybe? Anyway.
I believe so.
Okay.
And this is Carlos King, our king, Mr. Carlos King. I think best reality TV producer in history. He came up the ranks with Nene Leakes. He might be appearing on a podcast we all know and love soon.
Okay.
Candy Gal.
They're all doing well. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20.
So that's that. Anything else keeping you up at night? You know, I didn't have any new sightings of Andy Cohen this week. I'm still in the Hamptons. But I didn't go to Almond this past week because I had plans. So go on.
Well, you dropped a text to me that the Real Housewives of Orange County is not filming, which is a... Okay, I believe the last episode we were talking, we said that they were filming. So I want to know how you found out that they weren't and what this means for casting.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. This isn't me backtracking or anything like that. When we report, and some idiots are saying, blah, 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 get your facts straight and blah, blah, blah. Some other assholes like, get a thick skin. I have a thick skin. You can criticize me all day. I don't give a fuck. I have a life. However, in true, when we reported that they were filming, it didn't make sense to me. I mean, I reported it because there it was, but it didn't make sense. Like, what, all of a sudden they're filming? We haven't heard anything about this. Look, they film for 1 second and we have this one's in and this one's out. There was none of that. That didn't make sense. This makes more sense. I mean, Kelly Dodd is involved. Apparently everyone's been criticizing. Well, apparently, listen, I don't know why, and I love Kelly Dodd, but these, apparently Shannon, that picture with Shannon, yeah, and Heather, like, I guess Kelly Dodd then posted that and said they're filming. And a lot of people are coming after Shannon and saying, how could you hang out with this awful, awful human being known as Kelly Dodd? So Kelly Dodd has spoken up and said, leave Shannon alone. You're being overly mean to her. All she did was hang out with me. She's actually just saying, like, come after me because I'm Kelly and you all hate me and Rick, but leave Shannon alone. But regardless, I mean, Shannon and Heather, and people are saying, oh, that's so calculating of Heather because Heather posted it. Like, the bottom line is Heather and Shannon hanging out for 5 seconds does not mean filming. There's no filming. They are not filming yet. The rumor, not confirmed. Remember when I said Tracy Lynn Johnson was going to be back in film? Nobody believed me, and I said it's from a reliable source. There's no reliable source here, but the rumor is Gina Kirstenhider and Dr. Jen are out, and Noella and Shannon and Emily and Heather are in. I don't really know what that does for the OC. I don't really know.
Okay.
We had not such a great season.
I know.
We had the worst season ever during COVID. And now this season, to fix everything, we had like a mediocre season with mediocre ratings. Getting rid of Dr. Jen and Emily, and Gina, and keeping the other four, I don't know how that... mixes it up. I don't think you can pull a Roni. I don't think you can say we have an OG show and not. I think it's like, it's too much now. You can't
keep doing that. And I actually think your strategy that we talked about and we'd sort of heard about prior, which was that they were just going to keep going with who they had and like roll with it, I actually thought was pretty good, because it's like, okay, you know, you've got a lot of stuff going on in these other franchises. Let's just give it, let's see if it builds, you know, let's see if it gets better. Which is kind of like, and you and I, you know, I know we're sort of running out of time, but you and I were talking about Real Housewives of Dubai, the first episode. And to me,
yes,
I'm not wowed yet, but I'm like, let it build, you know?
It's, listen, I have such mixed feelings from taking people's temperature about this series. I feel, look, I don't know. People that didn't like it, I get it. And people that loved it, I get it as well. I feel, just, I'm going to take myself out of it. I've been to Dubai. So I've been there. I've experienced, I don't know. Is this too foreign to people? Like, I know
that's what my husband said. My husband's like, people, America, they don't care. Americans don't care about Dubai. They don't care. They care to maybe go there and party, but they don't care about, they don't care. And it's fascinating you say that.
And it's right. It's just like, again, you have to put yourself in the, just the average person watching who is not like everybody listening to this podcast. It's not like us. It's not the diehards. It's the, like, you know, just the average person that's like, oh, there's a new show, Real Housewives. I mean, people dip in and out of Housewives, guys. And it's like, is this enough? I don't know. People might just say, I'm never going to go to Dubai. I mean, especially now with the world. Yeah, it's open, but we had a major setback, guys. had a major fucking setback for 2 years, you know? So, I mean, the average person isn't going to say, my next trip is to Dubai. It's not that far from America. It's not a scary place. It's a great, but like, I just don't think it's, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be just the average place. This isn't like Europe. I mean, that makes more sense. They're developing Girlfriends of Paris, the show, which I imagine is going to be 29 to 34 year old French women. That sounds like it might have some legs there, guys. But I think it's going to be like the Princesses of Long Island, but in Paris in a younger group. I don't know if people are going to latch onto this or it's too foreign to them. But I think it has. And a lot of people are just like, Carolyn, we're over her. I don't know. It's really mixed reviews.
Because we saw Carolyn, was it, okay, London, Ladies at Lunch or something?
Ladies
what was
London, Ladies of London. London. My favorite show probably in the history of Bravo.
Really?
Loved it.
I never watched.
But it's a whole new thing. I mean, I think that's really what got this whole thing off the ground, was Carolyn was kind of the anchor. And here we are. So it's like, I just don't know.
I know,
a lot of people are criticizing the women of the Jen Shah curse. And I don't mean federal crimes. I mean, allegedly. I mean, just like they think every single one of them is over the top. Like you've studied Housewives. That's the criticism, that they're just like,
no one's, yeah, that's a good critique too. Cause I did tune in and I thought, we've seen it all before. You know what I mean? And now it's in a place where, do I care? You know? I mean, that's kind of how I watched it. It was like,
Listen, I just think that's where we are. To me, it's a bigger issue of like, unless there is a Jen Shah, unless there is an Erica Jane, unless there is something, Luann and Tom and alcohol, like, has Housewives just run its course? No matter what city, look, there's nothing special about Salt Lake. It's snowing out. Like, nothing's, it's that this group and they really knew each other, and then the Jen Shah thing happens and it just, it worked. But like, it's, and maybe, not the location.
You know, maybe Dubai will do that too, because, you know, I think the interesting thing about Salt Lake was, of course, the whole Mormonism, right? And I didn't really know like the extent of what Mormon life was like, or, you know, if you left the church, what it was like, or, you know, so maybe we'll be more exposed to the culture in Dubai, and this group of friends will
and
really
what
click.
Can women really do, and the fact that you can't drink and all
yeah,
this
and,
other
and
stuff.
Maybe all that will come into play and we'll go, oh, you know, this is really, really fascinating. So there could be that.
And mind you, when I was in Dubai, I drank just fine. FYI.
Well, yeah, it sounds like that. I mean, basically what they say is you can get it everywhere except for, like, you can't go to the grocery store or convenience. You can't go to the equivalent of CVS and pick up a bottle of wine. That's, like, basically. Right. But if you go to a restaurant, if you go to most restaurants, if you go to most private events, you can get it.
Yeah. So I don't know. But listen, it's I'm not being a hater. It's just I sure. get, like, I just, and I want to see the numbers. We got to find the numbers.
The numbers.
Yes, I love numbers. I love seeing numbers because that tells me the whole story. Are people loving this? Are they watching it? If they watch the first episode, are they going to come back to the second one?
Good question. Good question.
I don't know. But I mean, look, I mean, I'm going to be watching it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to try and give it a chance. I want to give it a chance. I love the network. I love Bravo shows. I'm going to try to support. You know, we'll see. We shall see.
It's going
to
be interesting. It's going to be interesting. So listen, where can everyone find you? Everyone can find me Behind the Velvet Rope, Apple, Spotify, everywhere else, or at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We always have clips on YouTube. Everyone's like, why do you refer to what you're wearing and this and that? There's clips on YouTube. Don't listen to YouTube instead of the actual show because it's never going to be the full show. It's not the same.
Never.
You get a little clip. You get a little sprinkle. You know what I mean? A little sprinkle.
So good, Mr.
Yonta. What about you?
At The Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok, on Instagram, and then Sarah Fraser Show. I put out new episodes 7 days a week. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere pods are played.
I love it. Look, next week there's going to be a lot more to talk about. I hope everyone's enjoyed this. And Sarah, you've got to keep in touch. And if Candy Gal texts you back, take notes and see what you can find out.
You know I will. You know I will. All right, David, love you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.